www.census.gov and
make your family count.
Brought to you by Carnegie Corporation of New York and the Ad Council.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Oh my God. I gotta calm down. I had to get out of there. I felt the coronavirus was all around me. Who wasn't wearing a mask? Who weren't wearing gloves? Some lady was standing 5.5 feet away from me. I don't know what to do anymore. Who do I listen to? Do I listen to the experts on TV or the experts on Facebook? What happened to Dr. Fauci? How come he's not in the news conference anymore? What did they do to Dr. Fauci? Oh, my God. Did a spaceship land in the Rose Garden and take him away to a different planet? Oh, my God. I gotta calm down. I gotta calm down. Oh, my God. What if the virus is out here? What do I do with the gloves and the mask? What if the virus is on these? How do I get rid of them? I don't want to throw them on the street. That's not nice. I'll get rid of it later. Oh, my God. I touched the steering wheel. What if the virus is on the steering wheel now? I just spit on the dashboard. What if the virus is on the dashboard on the steering wheel? Oh, my God. I gotta calm down. I gotta calm down.
Bumble and the Stingers, Mop the Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mac, a Twang and Eddie, Hisman Ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high, lie, lie, house of fire, no commotion, poker, passion, deeper purple, satisfaction, baby, baby, got it, give me, getting hot, Sammy's cooking, Leslie Gore, Richie Valens, end of story, my Vista Fuji, I'm a Kamasutra, Rama Lama, Richard Perry, Spectre Barry, Righteous Archers, Nielsen, Harry, Shimmy, Jimmy, Coco, Poppin', Fats, back and finger poppin'.
Life is a rock.
Tabulation, Carly Simon, Eddie Holder, Rolling Stone, and the Folder, Johnny Cash and Johnny Rivers, Kessler, now I got the Shivers, Mongo, Jerry, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Mary, Dr. John, the Nightly Tripper, Doris Day, and Jack the Ripper, got it, Ghost of Goddess, what a Leah Russell, give me Shell, the Miracles, and Smokey, Bliss, the Sly Guitars, the Fender Bass, and Mushroom, Mama, Bonnie Brown, the Wills, the Pickett, Stop, and Kick It.
Life is a rock, but the radio.
Denver, John and Osmond, Donnie, J.J. Keelan, ZZ Top and LLB, then D.D. Donna, David Bowie, Steely Dan, and Sing Me Proud of C.C. Ryder, Edgar Winter, Junior, Summer's Eyes, and Marcia Connie, Thunder, Eric Clapton, Peter Wallace, Stephen Foster, Doodah, Doodah, Good Vibrations, L.B. Ronda, Surfing Girl, and Little Honda, Tida, Tida, Honey, Honey, Sugar, Sugar, Yummy, Yummy, CBS, and Warner Brothers, RCA, and all the others.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio that goes? that's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he's taking the drug hydroxychloroquine as a line of defense against coronavirus. He says about a study of veterans' hospitals that found more patients died on the drug than off it.
It was given by obviously not friends of the administration.
The FDA has said the drug should not be used as a COVID-19 treatment outside of a hospital setting or research studies. The woman known as Jane Roe in the Roe versus Wade abortion case says she was paid to lie about becoming anti-abortion.
Norma McCorvey says in the new documentary, a.k.a. Jane Roe, that she switched to a pro-life stance 2 decades after the 1973 Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion, all for the money. She admitted that in an interview taped a few months before her death in 2017.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Rising water flowing over dams has about 10,000 people forced from their homes in central Michigan. America's listening to Fox News.
WACB, not quite as bad here as it is in other parts of the country where people remain illegally imprisoned in their homes.
It's
but
true.
I don't want to get political this early.
No.
Or trigger a meltdown. It is 6:07.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
There might be a meltdown this weekend. It's going to be sizzling hot this weekend. But today's comfortable. Sun and cloud mix. High temperature up to about 82. Some of you were awakened by some good rains on your roof overnight. Depending on where you live, especially the southern third of the state, rain chances about 10% today. Partly cloudy tonight, low 61. Tomorrow, high in the mid-80s. Friday, 90, 91. We'll be in the low 90s on Saturday, low to mid-90s on Sunday. The dew points are coming up. That means that, you know, the 70-degree dew point on Saturday is sticky. Each day, there will be spotty, random pop-up showers and thunderstorms, especially in the heat of the afternoon. Not much change Memorial Day Monday. Hot, steamy, high 92. Maybe a thunderstorm somewhere in the area. Right now this morning, we have mostly cloudy skies at the moment. It's 64, very comfortable at 610.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'll tell you who's open today and has been open all along, and that is Plumbing by Luke Wire, our friends there, taking care of your plumbing needs, because you know crisis or no crisis, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. So they are there to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. Now it's a no-brainer at my house. And boy, oh boy, it used to be a dilemma. Who am I going to call? It used to be the process of elimination. Not them. No, I had trouble with them. Not them. But I'll tell you, Plumbing by LukeWire, not only are they going to be prompt, they're also going to pick up the phone and tell you they're on their way. Like, for instance, they'll give you, they'll say, just after lunch, maybe around 1:30, we'll be there. And then they'll pick up the phone and say, we're on their way. Then the last time they were at my house, I had a problem in the master bedroom, the bathroom. And they fixed that, and they said, did you know you have a leak right over here? And no, I did not know that. Well, they fixed that, too. Plumbing by LukeWire, they're very meticulous about what they do. And by the way, they're taking extra precautions during this crisis to make sure that their employees are healthy when they come to your house. And they're also wearing masks and gloves and that kind of stuff as well. 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Welcome to the show.
Want to be a millionaire?
Wants to be a millionaire.
Do you want to be a millionaire?
Who dares to be a millionaire?
Happy National Be a Millionaire Day.
I know exactly how we should celebrate.
What would you need?
$1 million.
$1 million?
Actually, after taxes, the amount you will receive is
a lot less than a million.
Taxes? I don't pay no taxes.
Happy National Be a Millionaire Day.
Showtime. So you, looking at the morning newspaper here.
Yeah, yeah.
And our historic mayor is bringing in a rapper with a rap sheet to...
That's a good way to put it. A rapper who has quite a rap sheet. He's been arrested several times.
Most of it involving gun violations, because we don't have a problem with guns here.
No, not
if they were bringing them in to maybe help us figure out how to get illegal guns off the street or out of the hands of people that might do harm with them.
Now, why is he bringing me? What's the reason here that this person is coming to town? Something about small businesses and...
Mayor Stephen Reed has tapped rapper Tip Harris, T.I., and some other financial experts, lenders, and celebrities. This is being organized by the Federal Small Business Association.
Mm-hmm. So, star power he's bringing in, and...
I mean, we all have a past.
Mm-hmm.
Well, won't.
Not like this guy.
No.
See, he's been arrested like five times that I know of. Five or six times. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's today, right? That's happening today.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think Todd Strange would have done that.
For small business...
The rapper guy.
Why don't we just open up the damn bowling alleys?
F-35 crash.
Ooh. Sorry to hear that word. Eglin.
Eglin, yeah.
Huh.
Interesting.
That's the new
one. That's the brand new one.
And, wow.
That's the first crash I've heard of an F-35.
Yeah, those are pretty
expensive.
Well, we'll look a little bit deeper into this before we get too bent out of shape over it, right?
Right.
Speaking of small businessman, a guy who has actually been able to, because the limitations that people have had placed on them, well, the much beloved and glorious, our buddy Terry Adams, the Prime Minister of Playtime. Business has been good at Adams Motorsports because the places that you're allowed to go to are often off-road, out of the way, or out in the country. Or on the water. I mean, Eddie Bader was telling us, you know, the lake has been pretty active since this whole thing started. And Kawasaki jet skis are in limited supply. And Terry can have you set up and on the water by this weekend. He can have you ready to go Thursday if you're starting your weekend early.
Oh, they're up there at Chimney Rock, boy. I tell you, it's going to be a big, big weekend.
The, let's face it, you want to go off-road, Polaris, made right here in Alabama. Get a bike from Kawasaki or Suzuki, a scooter from Kimco. Terry can also, for those of you who thought, you know what, maybe this is the right time to learn how to ride. The Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program is something he's been supporting for many years, and you can learn the right way in a weekend how to ride. And that will also help you with your insurance if you've graduated that program. But the products and all the manufacturers buy down the credit standards. It's just like we're seeing with cars. They're doing everything they can to move inventory. So now, again, this may not seem, maybe you're nervous, maybe, I don't know if I should spend anything now, but we're coming back. We always come back. But opportunities to buy at Adams Motorsports are not going to be like this forever. Absolute lowest interest rates and credit standards established by the manufacturers like Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, and more. So just decent credit gets you done at the lowest rates at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle. You can look over their inventory and some pre-owns. Select pre-owns at adamsmotorsports.com. 6:15, your local news, and then the William Tell Wake Up next.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting more than 500 coronavirus deaths across the state. Health officials say at least 12,000 people have now tested positive for COVID-19. Baptist Health is seeing an increase in its number of coronavirus patients. Right now, 88 coronavirus patients are being treated across the three Baptist hospitals. Officials say 52 of the 88 ventilators are currently being used. And there is now a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest in a Macon County cold case from 1998. Sylvia Dowdell, a mother of seven, was shot and killed. Her body was left under a bridge on County Road 22. After all these years, family members are still fighting for justice. Contact the Macon County Sheriff's Office if you have any information. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I love the radio. It's so random.
This is Radio Cash on Pirate Satellite.
Radio and a big beat.
I was raised on the radio.
Begin the day with a friendly voice. A companion unobtrusive.
Radio, radio, music on the radio.
All we hear is Radio Cash
on your radio.
Radio. When I'm driving, I got a guy on the radio who talks to me.
Oh man, I have another hangnail.
You shouldn't pick at your toes. Daddy says you might cause ingrown toenails.
Speaking of Daddy, it's time to remind people how important it is to see a podiatrist.
Yeah, Shannon. Our dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, treats things like tendonitis and bunions.
If a person is diabetic, it's important to have a foot exam by a podiatrist.
Call today for an appointment at 265-7585.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's William Tell Wake Up at 6:18, followed by our most electrifying story of the day. Chase, get ready.
Throw a party during coronavirus? Come on down to COVID Party City. We have all your coronavirus party needs with games like Pin the Blame on the China.
Wow, you got it right in the Wuhan.
Or Spin the Bottle of Hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, man, I gotta drink that?
Plus, musical ventilators, truth or dare to lick the doorknob, and our build-your-own pinata. Just string up the family member annoying you most, grab any blunt object, and get to swinging. And if you call now, we'll even set you up with a party planner free of charge.
I'm thinking, excuse me, maybe streamers, maybe in between.
With COVID Party City, your party's gonna be sick.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Well, it's pretty electrifying when it's go topless Jeep weekend in Southeast Texas.
It's been a quarantine, and like I need to get out. Wash some hands for 20 seconds and keep them clean with the Germex. Totally.
Law enforcement's definitely made their visibility and made people chill out and not be as crazy. The cops are doing their job as long as they don't be mean to people who are actually being innocent. Then I'm all gravy, baby.
As long as they're not mean to people being innocent. I love it.
So she had her shirt off?
No. Oh. No, the tops are off the cars.
Tops are off the cars. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, you don't have to go to Texas.
I misunderstood.
For a topless car, I'm sure there's a convertible or two available right now at any of the great Jack Ingram stores.
Is that right?
Yes, and you can take the top down there. That's what we recommend on this show.
It's called a Segway, folks, the business.
Is that a good one?
That's a good one.
Yay.
Yeah.
The Jack Ingram family of stores, man, what an amazing selection of the best brands from Audi to Mercedes to Nissan to VW to Volvo.
I've bought three topless cars at the Jack Ingram. Three topless cars.
They should have a special room for you there like Donnie Turner does at Montgomery Paint and Body. The Rich Topless Room. Oh.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, we're...
There's nobody on the planet that wants to see me with my shirt off.
Take two. Look, even on the value lot, they've got a great selection of sedans, SUVs, hatchbacks, coupes, trucks, vans, and more. The value lot is on the west side of the boulevard, on the near north side of 85. But the deals that are available on new cars, this is what really, if you weren't thinking about, maybe you just casually thought about going new, this is the time, because you can get 6 months of delayed payments at Nissan with 0% over 72 months for well-qualified buyers, 4 months delayed payments at Volkswagen, 72 months, 0%. This is, you know, look, the car dealers are so incentivized to move product. So this is when people who get absolutely the best deal possible on a car buy. Jack Ingram's ready to do it and do it as safely as possible. They have a concierge service. Every aspect of your purchase, if you choose to do it this way, can be done without contact. Even the paperwork, they can deliver it to your home. Worksheets and everything else can be done by email. So don't let that stop you either, and get into something brand new at Jack Ingram. JackIngram.com is the place to start your shopping. And by the way, the Audi certified pre-owned event is on as well. So the signature used car lot, I got a friend going over there, I believe either tomorrow or Friday. They're ready to make deals. This is the time to do it. JackIngram.com is the place to start. At 6:23, yesterday was a bang-up day on the roads. We are now at 23 accidents.
What?
During yeah. It was amazing yesterday. They were happening one right after the other. And our tally going into this morning is 23 so far for the week.
Tally-ho.
Tally-ho. Let's see how it's starting off today. We'll come back with the timeline for May the 20th.
Yeah.
Well, good morning. Hope you're having a good Wednesday. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and we are still fairly light all over the city this morning. We have some patches of moderate traffic, but everybody's rolling along at the speed limit. We don't really have any major congestion anywhere, and we have no new accidents into us to tell you about this morning so far, so things are looking pretty good early. If you're keeping score, since Monday morning at 6 during our drive time periods, morning and afternoon, we've clocked 23 accidents that we have reported here. So please, let's not have any more. Buckle up and let's be safe out there this morning, all right? Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has low mileage vehicles, trucks, vans, SUVs, cars, all at tremendous savings. Get the deal that works best for you at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm going to have some more coffee and try to wake up. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox Tonight.
It's the Masked Singer Grand Finale.
Be there as Frog, Turtle, and Night Angel do battle one last time. May the best mask win.
The winner is...
Then, join football's Watt brothers.
We are taking the game of tag to an ultimate level.
For the premiere of a new competition series.
Oh, my God!
Ultimate Tag, after the Masked Singer season finale.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low, fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I have no commute. I wear a tracksuit and work from my lazy boy chair. They said stay at home and spend time alone. A pandemic had just been declared. I ordered supplies from Amazon Prime. Got Netflix to stay entertained. I got plenty of food and toilet tissue, so I'll just stay in my domain. 'Cause I'm just fine.
Faces, oh, I'm just fine.
wasn't that
devilishly clever?
Glad you liked it. With the timeline for May the 20th at 6:29, here is your host, Rich Thomas.
It's the 141st day of the year. There are 225 days remaining. That guy in the xylophone is a little off. Today is National Be a Millionaire Day.
He's been dead for 20 years, but yeah.
It would be so cool to be a millionaire, even on paper. I look forward to that someday. It's National Rescue Dog Day.
Where is it?
Here he is over here. Would you like to get rescued with some peanut butter?
Oh, boy. Tell you what.
Spoiled little man.
He hit the jackpot.
He sure did. Some listeners said, and I don't mean to say that in a different way. All listeners are important, but yeah. I can't remember who, but said that's the luckiest damn dog in Alabama.
It's Pick Strawberries Day. Love me some strawberries. On this date, in 1310, for the first time ever, different shoes for the left and right feet were produced. Until 1310, all shoes were cut exactly the same. Wow. 1506, on this date, Christopher Columbus died in Spain. He was still convinced his journeys were along the east coast of Asia. 1873, Levi Strauss received a patent for blue jeans with copper rivets. Listen to this. The town is Caldwell, Kansas. On this date in 1916, it was hit by a tornado. The following year on this date, 1917, Caldwell, Kansas, hit by a tornado, exactly 1 year after the first tornado. In 1918, the following year, Caldwell, Kansas, hit by another tornado, exactly 2 years after it was hit by the first tornado, and 1 year after the second. The third one was the most destructive. It killed 10 people.
Wow.
Wrecking a good portion of the town.
What are the, I wonder if it's even possible to calculate the mathematical odds of
one particular town.
Small town.
Yeah.
Being hit three times on the same day.
On the same day.
In three straight years.
Ooh.
I bet everybody went on vacation the following
year. Yeah, I'm getting out of town. 100 years ago, 1920, the first radio station in North America. Where do you think, what city was the first radio station in North America that went on the air?
KDKA.
You would think so, but it was actually in Montreal, Quebec. It was XWA.
Did you say North America?
North America.
That's how you fooled me.
Yeah. See, there was a kind of a codicil, if you will.
The password is codicil.
First regularly scheduled radio program in North America on this date. 1927, Charles Lindbergh took off from New York in the spirit of St. Louis in his attempt to become the first person to fly nonstop across the Atlantic. He landed safely the next day at Le Bourget Airfield in Paris, and he was awarded a $25,000 prize, which in 1927 was an even bigger deal. 1932, Amelia Earhart took off on this day from Newfoundland, headed across to Ireland. She landed at Londonderry 15 hours later, making her the first woman to fly across the Atlantic by herself. Some of her later missions were not as successful. 1967, Groovin' by the Young Rascals. Felix Cavalera and the Young Rascals. Peak said number one. What a great song. You remember this date in 71 when Peter Cetera was beaten up at a baseball game?
Yeah, I do remember the story.
Because he had long hair, right? Beaten up really, really bad. It had the wire in his jaw and everything.
Wrigley Field?
Yeah.
No, Dodger Stadium.
At Dodger Stadium?
Mm-hmm.
He must have had a Cub head on or something, man. that's just sick.
Now, our song of the day, it comes from a group known in the UK as the Detroit Spinners. They're actually from Ferndale, Michigan, not on Motown Records. They are on Atlantic. They moved to Philly, teamed up with the famous Tom Bell, who wrote and produced this one, Summertime 1972. Whenever you call me, don't worry, baby, I'll be there. The Spinners are on your timeline.
Oh.
1972, Spinners. 31 years ago in 89, Toots is the Driving Cat. They Boy, they got a lot of mileage out of that.
You know, and that's when they would come up with an abstract idea like that and get away with it, execute it perfectly.
It was great.
That'll happen to them.
Bailey the Board Up Dog. That's where I got that's where I got that from.
From Toots's?
Yeah, Toots's the Driving, Bailey the Board Up Dog.
31 years ago in 89, Gilda Radner died in L.A., ovarian cancer, at the age of 42. Married to Gene Wilder. 27 years ago in 93, more than 80 million people watched the final episode of Cheers. I was one of them. That makes it the second highest rated series finale ever, just behind MASH and just ahead of Seinfeld. On the state of 95, President Clinton permanently closed a two-block stretch of the Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House to non-pedestrian traffic. Remember when you could actually drive in front of the,
Absolutely
the White House?
Yes, I did it many times.
The road closures had long been a desire of Secret Service, who saw it as necessary in order to guard against the risk of a possible car or truck bombing attack. This is the day in 98 Frank Sinatra was laid to rest, baby. 8 years ago in 2012, Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees died from cancer. He was just 62. Is he the one with the real high?
Yes.
It's only words. Okay, on this date in 2015, David Letterman, after 33 years of hosting the David Letterman show, he did it for the last time. Now we got some birthdays. Jay, the much beloved King Joffrey.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Gleason is 28. Hated King on Game of Thrones.
Very great actor to be able to pull that off.
I know.
Like, I can't stand you in any part I see you
nobody,
in.
Nobody wanted to. Oh, my gosh. Tony Stewart is 49 today, NASCAR superstar. Bronson how do you say it? Yeah, is 61 today. He was bulky What was the show?
Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers. Thank you.
Gosh. It was Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah, with Tom Hanks. It was.
No, it wasn't Tom Hanks. It was Tom Hanks was Bosom Buddies.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you're right. Dave Thomas is 71. Joe Cocker would have had a birthday today. He died in 2014. Oh, Cher is still alive. She's 74.
Most of her.
Jimmy Stewart, one of the greatest of all time, one of my favorites, would have had a birthday today. Died in 97. I just watched Mr. Smith Goes to Washington for the 18th million time. That's a good one. Of course, Wonderful Life. Harvey.
Yeah! Hello, Bedford Falls!
He was great in Vertical. Vertigo?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hitchcock did a lot of films of them.
Yeah. We are 2 days away from Memorial Day weekend. Doesn't mean as much this time as it will next year, we hope. 32 days till Father's Day. 45 days till Independence Day. We're 110 days till Labor Day. Will we have football? Question mark. And his voice went up. And Thanksgiving in 190 days. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Harump!
Give the governor harump. I didn't get a harump out of that guy. These things are defective.
It is 637. You know, I didn't even know people. I know there were mail-order pharmacies, but I always saw them as dark spots on the web where people could go for drugs they would never want to pick up.
Oh, drugs. Mail order. I thought you were buying guys. Mail order.
Okay, check, please.
This commercial has been...
Rich Thomas Weather, the service of Southern Tractor, Troy and Elba, the largest Coyote tractor dealer in the South. A 25-horsepower Coyote tractor, $14,900, with free loader, unlimited hour warranty. And a 45-horsepower Coyote tractor with loader, $22,984. Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
This commercial is defective. Getting harump. Our forecast for today, a comfortable day. We're in the 60s right now. We'll end up around 82 for a high temperature. Humidity in control. Sun and cloud mix. Rain chances 10%. Partly cloudy tonight, low 61. Tomorrow, high in the mid-80s. Friday, 90 to 91. We'll be in the low 90s Saturday, low to mid-90s on Sunday. And each day, there'll be some spotty, random pop-up showers and thunderstorms in the heat of the afternoon and into the evening hours. Not much change on Memorial Day Monday. Hot and steamy. High 92. Risk of a... A shower. a high in the low 90s. Right now, this morning, we have cloudy skies and 640. 640 is what the time is. It's 20 minutes till 7.
All right. Let's get a traffic update in before we join our friends in TV land. What's our topic?
Quarantine fatigue and planning for trips this summer.
All right.
A lot of people are going to be in a car instead of an airplane.
Coming up next.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic there still working that accident corner of Bell and Vaughn Road this morning. That's our first accident of the day so far. And other than that, we got some light congestion East South Boulevard this morning. Light to moderate traffic all over the city. I-65 and 85 rolling along at the speed limit. But moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery this morning. Buckle up and be safe out there. And we'll have another traffic update for you in just a bit. Well, register for summer classes at Trenum State. That's going on right now. Your future is waiting. Go to trenumstate.edu and change your life. Trenum State for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime. All right, standing by to join Alabama Rising live, talking about summer getaways.
Yeah, so
hard to plan when places you go to may or may not be open.
Right.
The right way with Rising.
Well, a new survey says 88% of people plan to take at least one trip this summer, assuming that it is safe. Short drives and trips to visit family or friends top the list of destinations. One of our top destinations is the Blue Water Studios. Going over to check in with our friends at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Don't forget to show your frequent traveler card when you come visit us. Those extra discounts.
You get a free BLT, right, Craig?
Yeah. Well, what do we have? That's what we had today.
Yes. I put it on TV a little while ago.
Yeah, here you get the 4 bacon slices because Jay and Rich both have cards in my breakfast club, so they get the bonus.
Did we get the same amount of bacon?
Yes, 4 slices.
Yes, 4 slices each.
Okay.
You don't get that at a restaurant.
Jalea's walking by the camera right now, rolling her eyes, by the way. There she is. Look.
So, apparently, from what this study is saying, a lot of people that would be getting on an airplane, this summer for a trip, are gonna go the extra miles in a car because they feel safer in a car.
I haven't flown in 9 years, and not because of the coronavirus. Yeah. I had 1,000,000 miles at one point. Mm-hmm. Now the flying has become so unenjoyable.
Yeah.
That, packed planes, you got an inch of aisle space.
Well, I think we'll be wearing masks on planes for about a couple years.
Not me.
And they're so uncomfortable.
I have some subscriptions to websites that send you good flight deals that you may miss. They may be available for a few hours on a Tuesday or something like that.
Yeah. Right.
And they keep sending us these emails, and it's like, hey, we know you can't travel right now, but in June of 2021, there's going to be this deal. And I'm like, okay, we'll get there at some point. Maybe I can go ahead and book this trip.
So Delta has given me a $906 credit, but I have to use it by a certain date or lose it. So,
you could always give it to a friend.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Where are you going to go?
Actually, nowhere.
Dietzville doesn't have an international airport.
We love to go, and the state is open, so it's something that we could plan. We love to go to Warm Springs, Georgia, because it's beautiful there. It's like just enough of a mountain to feel like you're in the mountains. Countryside's beautiful. Mm-hmm. FDR's little White House is there to tour.
Aren't you going to Mayberry or something? Where are you? North Carolina? Yeah, South Carolina?
Okay. I want to meet Thelma Lou.
Mount Airy.
Yeah. North Carolina.
Yeah, okay.
And the third Friday of every month, the woman who played Thelma Lou, Betty Lynn, is available at the Andy Griffith Museum to talk and do autographs.
Are they still doing that under all of this that's going on?
I'm not thinking about it for May, but maybe June or July. She's also like pushing 90 years old, so I don't know.
I know a lot of people that are going to the beach this weekend. A lot of my friends are. And then you said that Lake Martin has been pretty busy the
It's been busy through this whole thing, from what I hear.
Right.
But people are doing a pretty good job of social distancing. And the trip that I'm not sure about.
I've been meaning to check in with the State Park Service in Alabama and see if they've seen an increase. Because this is the time of year where usually people would start getting outside more.
Yeah.
But with all of this going on, I would imagine that they've seen more state park visitors as well.
I think being outside is the best place you can be, especially with the weather warm now.
Andrew, did I hear in a text earlier this morning, did I see you say you were going to the beach, or were you just kidding about that?
No, I am 100% serious. I am going to the beach back home in North Carolina
weekend.
For a good few days off.
Good,
that
good this weekend.
Great. Where do you go, to the Outer Banks?
Where they just had Arthur?
No, a small island called Ocean Isle. It's about an hour north of Myrtle Beach, an hour south of Wilmington.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Yeah.
Wow.
Your timing is good. The hurricane, or not the hurricane, but the tropical storm is gone.
Yes. But Mount Airy, that's like the real life Mayberry. That's where Andy Griffith got the inspiration for the show. So that's one possibility. Yeah. And I want to visit my daughter.
Did we hear from Ryan at all this segment?
I was just waiting for my invite to the Chateau Boudel.
Shut up. Shut up, Ryan.
I got a pool. You guys are welcome to my house anytime.
And there's the dog. And as we wrap.
All right, we heard from Ryan, so we can wrap it up, you guys.
All right.
Have a great Wednesday. We will see you tomorrow morning.
Have a good one.
Hear more from our friends. Be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
And there's still more to come on Alabama News Rising. Like Selma, you're looking great this morning. I'll have your Wednesday forecast.
Okay, as we unplug from our television hookup. Yeah, I did mention that. I think it was on the afternoon show.
No, you did on the morning show, too.
I did,
You mentioned it a few times. That's how I knew about it.
I don't remember what I said anymore, so
I wonder if
it's
we
all new to me.
Thelma Lou on the air. How would we arrange that?
We'd probably have to reach out to the Andy Griffith Museum and see if they could put us in contact with her. I would imagine they'd like it because all these places are going to be looking to rebuild their tourism.
Yeah.
Because the situation has killed him.
But as old as she is, I'm wondering if she's taken that risk to get out there among all this.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
She's a spunky gal, though. Anybody that could put up with Barney Fife. COVID-19 should be no problem for her. It is 6:46. Adams Drugs, man. Local. And this is a benefit to you on two levels. We've talked about and had so many calls from people who discovered Food Outlet during this thing.
Right.
And realize, wow, the local grocer not only offers cost plus 10%, but they keep the shelves stocked. Adams Drugs, local when it comes to pharmacy. People who stood outside of a store waiting for their turn to go in and pick up a prescription. That can't be fun, especially if you're not feeling well or your doctor's prescribed something to treat pain and you got to stand there and wait until social distancing allows you in. With Adams Drugs, if you can't go in the store, they're open, and you can go in. But if you'd rather just wait in your car, you can do that. And if you want them to deliver, they can do that, too. Local is where it's at. If you feel like just another face in a sea of faces at the box store pharmacies, it's time to at least give them a chance to win your heart and your business. And it's great for our local economy, too. Around since 1962, almost ready to celebrate 60 years of service here in the River Region. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you. They have wellness clinics in Prattville, Wetumpka, and in Montgomery, right up the street from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael Road. Again, Adams Drugs. Ron is on the line. Good morning.
Blessings and greetings from our Lord Jesus Christ. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, listen, I've been thinking about this little thing, about a segment for add to your show. It'd just be like a minute or so. And, you know, I was listening to Rich a while ago talking about the deaths and everything and the birthdays and all this. And there's so much going on. I was wondering if you had, like, the good news minute.
Oh, we do.
You know, somebody finds
we have good news.
If you've been listening on the weekends to the series that Greg's been doing on the weekends all during this crisis, he's been highlighting good news and a lot of
Every day we have a page of good news stories from the coronavirus.
Well, slap me down because I hadn't been checking it out on the weekend.
And even positive songs, good feeling songs, and
Yeah,
getting away from the doom and gloom, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
But it was just a thought. You know, I thought I'd share it with you.
Good idea.
And I would like to say, God bless America, and Lord, just expose all these fraud people, you know.
Well, you got me there, man. Let me just play this for you real quick.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
So now you know, when you hear that sound, we're doing a sequence of good news stories. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Ron. We've got your Fox News replay, and then today's Cheap and Trashy.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says he's taking the drug hydroxychloroquine as a line of defense against coronavirus. He says about a study of veterans' hospitals that found more patients died on the drug than off it.
It was given by obviously not friends of the administration.
The FDA has said the drug should not be used as a COVID-19 treatment outside of a hospital setting or research studies. The woman known as Jane Roe in the Roe versus Wade abortion case says she was paid to lie about becoming anti-abortion.
Norma McCorvey says in the new documentary, a.k.a. Jane Roe, that she switched to a pro-life stance 2 decades after the 1973 Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion, all for the money. She admitted that in an interview taped a few months before her death in 2017.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Rising water flowing over dams has about 10,000 people forced from their homes in central Michigan. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessings.scs.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. No job is too big or too small for LaserCopy, whether it be printing or shipping. Check out LaserCopy's website at lasercopyinc.com and on Facebook. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, or call 358-3880.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
IKEA introduces the perfect piece of furniture during the quarantine. It's the Lounge and Sip Wine Bag Chair. Think waterbed meets beanbag chair, only instead of microbeads or compressed foam, it's filled with your choice of Chablis, Chardonnay, Merlot, Zin, or Cabernet. Comes with a 3-foot retractable straw hose that allows you to binge watch entire seasons, all without leaving your big cushy chair filled with vino.
This quarantine thing is not so bad. I love this chair.
The Lounge and Sip Wine Bag Chair. Order yours now so you'll be ready for round two.
That's crap furniture. We got a better suggestion coming up.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in.
And welcome to today's edition of Cheap and Trashy on this time. WACB. Got it right here. Handwriting experts have announced this is almost worthy of electrification status. come to believe that the signature on Carol Baskin's missing husband's will was forged.
No.
Yeah.
And remember, that's the will that says, no, the power of attorney says, in the event of my disappearance.
Yes. Two handwriting experts told a Missouri newspaper they believe the signatures on his will and power of attorney were forged. And there's another wrinkle. A woman named Susan Aronoff Bradshaw also signed the will. She used to work at Carol's Big Cat Rescue. Back in 2007, long before most of us knew who any of these people were, Susan said Carol asked her to testify that she was there when Don signed the will, even though she wasn't. And apparently she did it because she was afraid of Carol.
I would be. I'm afraid of Carol, and I'm just a viewer.
He disappeared in 1997, declared legally dead in 2002. She has inherited his millions. So there may be more Tiger King drama to watch. I'm sure they're already working on.
They are.
A bunch of different shows. Yeah. This one I'll save for later because it's not really news, but 12 feel-good behind-the-scenes movie stories. I got to post this one, too. This is, in fact, let me give it a little extra bump.
2-1-0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
A clothing brand is making money selling panties with Cuomo, Fauci, and Newsom on the bottom.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
No. A clothing company called Canva had the business sense to make women's underwear with their names on it, and they're cleaning up, not the women's names.
Yeah.
These new sex gods, serial senior killer Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, Governor Nuisance in Colorado,
Nuisance,
and Dr. Fauciist. The Cuomo panties are the biggest seller.
Yep. Really?
Yeah.
Above the Pelosi's?
Proceeds, though, from the panties are going to pantries and other benefits for California healthcare workers affected by the COVID. Just
That's amazing. Man. Yeah.
Tom Brady's TB12 brand launched a new product Monday designed to boost the immune system. Can you say cash in? Oh, Brad Pitt. Another list we can get into a little bit later. We're tied for time. The 100 greatest debut singles of all time.
Oh, I'd love that. Let's do that. Can we, Dad?
Yeah, sure, son. The first social distancing concert in America took place in Arkansas yesterday. In a venue that holds 1,100 people, 229 were allowed in, with marks set for where you could sit with your group.
What was the mosh pit like?
The performer was Travis McCready. Fans who were there seemed to love it, but when you look at the photos, it looks...
It's pitiful.
Well, yeah. It's 20% capacity, so right. It looked pretty empty.
Right.
Like we brought a band in that nobody wanted to see.
Right.
David Gilmour has banned Roger Waters from Pink Floyd's website. Little internal spat there.
They've been going at it for years.
For those of you who laugh at us, and we laugh at ourselves too, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, when we make a mistake. The CBS News Network, their evening news was not seen by half the country because of a glitch yesterday. So you'll have to get your propaganda.
What happened, you know?
They didn't explain, just said a glitch. Same word we use when
I gotta check that out. Things, yeah. I gotta see what happened. You see that Crystal now has a hangover burger.
I'm suing if I'm Bob Baumhauer.
That's right.
By the way, we're back to Baumhauer's tonight.
Yay!
Yeah, the Wednesday Night Roundtable group talked to Bob last night, and I said hello to his mom. We did a bit on my show a long time ago when he was in, you know, on the day after a game.
Right.
And he just let it drop that he was a pre-med student when he first enrolled in college. So we renamed him almost Dr. Baumhauer and had him take medical questions. But we turned him into sort of a big male Dr. Ruth. It was so funny because, you know, he's trying to be Mr. Clean Cut Athlete. And
right.
People are asking him all kinds of, oh.
You're so naughty.
Yeah, I did it. And his mother was in town, and she heard it and said, how could you do a show like that? I got to talk to her and say hi last night. That was kind of cool. It is a couple of minutes shy of 7 o'clock. I said I'd have a better option on your furniture, and I do. It's called Kaiser. 50 years. And for some, sadly, a well-kept secret. And that is a secret we're trying to do away with, because not only do they have a 65,000